A coalition of philanthropic partners has come together to put $23 million worth of technology in the hands of Detroit's kids by the end of the school year. The project's called Connected Futures. It's specifically intended to address the legions of K-12 students learning at home right now. Tanya Allen, president of the Skillman Foundation, joins us now to explain. Tanya, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really pleased to be with you, April.
How did the partners decide that this would be a good use of money and effort right now?
Yeah, well, it all started literally with a phone call from Reverend Anthony to Jerry Dorcia at DTE, and then Jerry called me and asked if I thought it was a worthwhile idea. And at that point, we had just learned that the district did not have enough equipment to be able to send home to all of its students, and that they were going to go to a paper and pen method of remote learning. So it just felt like a really opportune moment and opportunity that we could do something really good that was going to help kids in the short term. But then as this pandemic continued to go, we understood that it was going to help kids in the long term as well, and support families who are not connected to the internet. So it became such a beautiful opportunity because it grew so quickly and so synergistically.
So can you explain what the partners, Skillman, DTE Energy, Quicken Loans, the city and the school district, what exactly they will be providing to kids?
Sure. So we're basically providing technical devices. It's either a laptop or a tablet to young people. They will be the kids' property. So it basically turns Detroit Public Schools into a bring-your-own-device district. And so what we're basically doing is filling those devices with the technological platforms and apps that kids will need to be able to connect to Detroit Public Schools. Additionally, we're providing connectivity to those devices. So we're paying for 6 months of data for kids. And once those data plans roll out, we want to connect families to the many services, internet service providers that have low income products online so that they can have Wi-Fi in their homes. But if they can't do that, the district is committed to making sure that they pay for those services so kids stay connected over the long run. It's a long-term solution as well, April. So we have years 2 through 5 planned on how we would get kids new units or refurbished units post this first initial rollout.
Wow. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the end game for this. I mean, it would be an amazing and useful gift under any circumstances, but we do know that during the pandemic, the state's education regulators are not counting distance learning toward classroom instructional time, basically, that schools can't expect to be reimbursed for the work that they're doing with kids right now, except in very specific circumstances. Will this be something that will actually help kids move forward from grade to grade? Or is the hope just that they won't lose skills during a critical time in their education?
Yeah, the hope is both. So I would just say to you, one is that we know, particularly in low-income communities, that there's this thing we call the summer slide, is that when kids are out of school for multiple months without any engagement with academic content or other learning experiences, that they can lose as much as 4 or 5 months of school. So when you add this, what I would now describe as the COVID slide, what we're basically believing is that some kids could lose as much as 3/4 of what they learned in the school year. When you look at other tragedies like Hurricane Katrina, kids who were affected by that, 40% of the kids were held back the next year. Mm. So we really believe that these devices, if they're put in the hands of young people, and if we can engage these young people as well as their families with the technology, that maybe we could avoid, we can, one, provide some remediation, provide access to academic content as well as fun content, because we know that there are not going to be many youth programs. There are not going to be youth centers that are opening during the summer. Most of them have already declared their closing. So what we want to do is make sure that kids can learn, that they are incentivized to use these tools, and that hopefully it will help them close that slide so we won't have much of a gap for remediation. And then the last thing I would just say is that the way that school may happen in the fall may not look like the way it happened in the fall of 19.
Right.
So fall of 2020 may look very differently. And these young people will need these tools, particularly as people are thinking another round might come, or if we don't have the vaccine, it may mean that, you know, school is half the kids every other day.
Yeah.
And when they're not there, they're going to need a technological device to be able to do their work.
Tanya, I'm not going to lie. My kid knows more about our family's laptop than I do. But that said, computers break. Wi-Fi hotspots sometimes need a reboot. How do you hope to maintain the system and give the kids the tech support that they and their parents need?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So in this first year, DTE and Quicken and their IT teams are going to be working with the district to really stand this motto up, to provide training videos for families so that they know how to fix things if they fall into challenges. But the other thing that we're going to do is we have a resource that General Motors has paid for the district, and it's called Human IT. And basically what they're going to be doing is building out an IT department for DPS's students and families. And so people will be able to get the supports that they need in the meantime, as well as a helpline. So we believe that we'll be able to support them, and that this is not, you know, technology can be confusing. Sometimes it can be, we're not, even though they say it's user-friendly, it doesn't feel that user-friendly.
As we're all learning.
Yeah, so we're going to try and make it available to young people and to their families, all of the supports that they'll need. It may not be perfect, but we, in these circumstances, what we're trying to do is provide the best level of care and support we can.
Tanya Allen is president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation. Tanya, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, April. Have a wonderful day.